This episode is really around surviving and thriving creatively in the future. So I'd like to know from both of you how you think about that. What does that look like for you, surviving and thriving creatively in the future? Let's start with you, Erin. Okay, you can take some time to think about it.
Personally, I think that I need to be creative in order to survive. I think that both in terms of, I think all of us need to find creative solutions to how we live, but also for my own sanity, I need to be creative. You know, that's part of surviving for me. And I think that thriving in the future specifically is also about not being your own limitation and being open to, I think people try often cling on to things because they're safe and they're comfortable and they know them and they understand them. I think that, for example, the mediums in which I work are going to be changing and I need to embrace that and think of that as a really interesting and fun thing. And I do believe that, you know, all the others, they're still going to be there. They're just going to be different. And I think that's about going at its heart. What I do is storytelling. The medium might be different, but that's okay. That's not really relevant. You know, that's so having that constant curiosity. I heard such a fantastic conversation recently. We're talking about, you know, two of the most important things for creativity is curiosity and being willing to make mistakes and being willing to fail and figure stuff out and try again and keep going. And I think just keeping those attributes alive is how we're going to keep thriving in the future. You know, we can't project ourselves there. It's a daily choice about how do we show up.
That's so good. I think what I'm hearing there, which is great, is like we actually don't have a crystal ball, to go back to the, the beginning of the conversation. We actually don't know. There are ways that we can maybe make some educated guesses about what the future might look like. But I think cultivating the mindsets and the way that we think about life and about our creativity right now is what actually, like you say, storytelling might look different in the future, but the medium of it might look different, but the actual skill set is the same.